Fire away.
Hey, this is Fez from Gringo, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
They are a great band from Guelph. Guelph was the scene of Hillside Music Festival. Mudslide, we're calling it, for 2009. A lot of rain, but a lot of great, great music, and that's what we're going to be concentrating on. We've got some new stuff that we'll be sharing with you. But first, let's get to some of the great artists of Hillside. Let's kick off with Hey Rosetta.
Hey, this is Jeremy Boy.
Jordan Mack.
Graham Kennedy.
Hello, this is Matt Page, and we're Birthday Boys, and you're listening to IndieCan Music Radio.
So, Hillside, we're just getting started. You guys are just getting started. I understand there were some van issues.
Yeah, before we even got out of town. Broke down in Peterborough. We've got it going. And we have faith in our baby, so we thought we'd try it. And it broke down on the 115, about half an hour later.
Apparently we didn't fix it correctly.
Yeah, so you didn't get far. You broke down on the 115. It's not like you were right around
5 minutes. Don't slam the van here. Come on, we got pretty far.
Okay, but it's not quite ready for the trip to Dawson Creek yet.
No, not quite ready.
Going to need some retrofitting for that.
Yeah, it's going to need some mud flaps if we're going to be doing this again.
First time at Hillside?
Yes, it is.
Are you hanging around for the whole weekend?
Yep. Two of us are, yeah.
Yep.
The other guys are going back to rescue the van.
Rescue the van.
Yes.
You're in charge of van rescue?
I'm one of two, yes, in charge.
We can't leave. We can't leave any one of these guys with that duty.
Two of us.
Yeah, you need to have at least two on that job.
Enjoy the rest of Hillside. It's going to be a great weekend, boys.
It's going to be, yeah.
Thank you.
I count five, there is love in your eyes. If I sanity through collected friends and directed advertising. You should know by now that lost girls don't find themselves overseas. You can never go back.
Got a band that's a nine-piece band. Between your band and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, that would make up what, 1% of the entire population?
At this point, it's probably 2%, and we're actually missing a member, so usually we're a 10-piece.
A 10-piece. Yeah. What is it, another horn player or what?
No, it's a third guitar player. He does, because you need three guitar players. But he does all the majority of the leads.
Right.
And unfortunately, due to some tragic family issues.
Have you ever been in the rehearsal room and said, you know, we need this or we need that, and go, no, enough is enough?
We actually got to a point where, we couldn't fit anything else in our trailer. So anyone going out looking for anything else, just no.
Someone's got to leave before another band member can join.
You want anything else, you've got to figure this out.
Yeah. If you had a bigger van, what would you add?
We take one more sound guy so they could take care of us. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think we could ever add... Well, who's to say, but I don't think we're in the business of adding any more members right now.
So tell me about your trip from Regina to Hillside.
Well, so far we headed out about 2 weeks ago. We drove 3 days. We had to be at the Ottawa Blues Fest.
Oh, beautiful.
So it was...
That's a great event, eh?
Gorgeous, fantastic, and they took care of us. It was absolutely great. And it was good. Drove out, had a fantastic show, and then did Montreal and the area, the general area, and then did our Horseshoe show, had some meetings in Toronto and did Horseshoe and last week, and then that went great.
Yeah.
And we came out and we did, I think, 4 or 5 more dates.
Yeah.
And then here we were.
Okay. And so who produces you, and like what's the songwriting process like?
It's a question, and we could answer it differently for every single song we've written so far, you know, and it usually starts with an idea, and myself and Carl will sit down and I'll write the words, and he'll have a melody, and we'll kind of piece that together, and we bring it to the group, and by the time we're finished it, we barely even recognize it, you know. Someone will have an idea that really shapes in another direction, and the push and pull, and we're just blessed enough that everyone's on the same page so that, you know, somebody does something we like and everybody's eyes light up and we're all in agreement that that's the direction the song's going to go. And so it's a little bit of give and take, but it's...
Ladies and gentlemen, Library Voices.
Where this is headed. Oh,
This is Jesse O'Donnell, volunteer manager for Hillside Festival 2009, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
Jesse, it's Sunday morning. We're into the final stretch, and what amazes me is you seem happy and calm.
I am happy and calm. The weekend has gone so well, even though we've had, not too great of weather. People are still in great spirits, and it's been a really good time so far.
So your portfolio or mandate has changed since last we spoke. You were office manager last time, and now you're volunteer coordinator, right?
Yes, we had some transition in staff pretty close to the festival, and there was an opportunity for me to take on this role. And so I stepped up and have been doing this since the end of May. So it's been going really well.
Now, just a general question about managing volunteers. I mean, you manage volunteers because you don't have the cash for staff. So just in general, how do you reward volunteers? How do you punish volunteers?
Well, we don't ever want to punish anyone.
But, if someone's not, some don't work as hard as others, or some doesn't show up for a shift, what do you do?
You address the issues as they come up. For the most part, there's never anything major. Someone's sleeping in, forgot they're supposed to work. Nothing that, can't be addressed. We do have a recognition package for volunteers. They get to come to the event for the weekend. They get some meals at Volley Hospitality. They get to stay in camping. So it's a really good time for folks who want an inside look on the festival.
It is. And do you find you have more people who want to volunteer than there are positions? Or are you always scrambling with not enough volunteers?
We actually do have more interest than positions available, which is a great spot to be in. I know not a lot of events are in that position, so we're really lucky in that respect.
And you have a lot of veteran volunteers. I know people have been involved as volunteers at Hillside for like 5, 6, 7 years.
Yeah, there's people who it's just a part of their life. It's something that they do every year. They really, cherish the time they spend here. So we welcome, a few hundred new volunteers each time, but we have a really good return rate for folks who've volunteered in previous years.
So what are your total numbers? How many people are you managing in total?
Got about 1,200 volunteers, and that includes about 80 leadership volunteers who are coordinators and crew chiefs.
And, this is just a different vibe than anywhere else. All of your security people have peace signs on their T-shirts, right?
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of, new volunteers. They have to be indoctrinated into the Hillside culture. Is that right?
It is. We actually had a new initiative this year for group orientations on the island pre-fest, just so people could get an idea about, what is the causeway, what is the calm zone. So for people who have never been, Hillside does have a culture and its own kind of lingo, so orientating people on that was really good this year.
Yeah, like Volley Village.
Yeah, all of our dish ninjas, like there's just lots of terminology that Hillside has that, we kind of forget that not everybody knows what it is, so...
And lastly, anyone who would like to get involved, do you have to be from Guelph to be a volunteer here?
Oh, my goodness, no. We have people traveling from all over the place, from Ottawa, Toronto. We've had international volunteers. So people who are interested, our volunteer program will launch in April, and we do have our winter event, Hillside Inside,
right.
And that program will launch in the fall.
So that's a good place to get started.
It is a good place to get started.
If they want to eventually find their way on a tent in Volley Village.
Yeah.
Okay, well, keep up the good work, Jesse.
Thank you.
This is Tony Decker from the Great Lakes Swimmers, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
The line runs through like a train in a book. All meters underwater, ending with a hook. The sways in the air when there's wind enough to lift. Fine ones are boundaries when there's
I'm Joe from Fred.
And you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
Yeah.
So back in Canada, you love it here, don't you?
Oh, geez, we can't get enough of it.
Yeah, it's but you're well received here, right?
Yeah, I think so. Well, that was pretty good. Like, just there.
Yeah. Not bad.
That'll do for a Saturday morning, you know?
Yeah.
In the rain.
Yeah, exactly. And but so this is by far, I'm sure, your first hillside experience.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you're going to do some more? You're going to do workshops?
Yeah, we're going to be playing tonight down somewhere.
In the sun tent?
In the sun tent with a couple other cool dudes. Great Lake Swimmers.
Like. Oh, right. You're playing with Tony Decker.
Okay.
Tony Decker.
Cool.
Yeah. Now, oddly enough, there's a Canadian band that, while in the UK, they just can't get enough of Great Lake Swimmers, right?
They
always sell out there. They always do well there.
They're the cool band over.
Interesting how... you know, you cross over the pond, and I mean, I guess you're never a prophet in your own town.
No,
right?
No. Well, not Cork is great. We're kings at home.
Not in our country, but maybe in our town.
Maybe in Cork.
Yeah, in Cork.
Yeah. So, fondest memories from Canada?
That gig just there was pretty cool.
Yeah. That's pretty good, eh?
Yeah, it was.
A lot of
really
people booging.
Yeah,
pretty
main
cool.
Stage dancing in the rain. Nothing was going to stop them, eh?
No.
Yeah, and Indie Week, you were here for that. And
that was cool. Jeez, every time we come, it gets better, you know?
Yeah.
So either we're improving it or you're improving it as we're away. I'm not too sure, but every time it's getting better. It's
maybe we're
cool.
Getting more used to you.
You're mellowing out, so.
Yeah.
You're trying to understand us.
Well, let's play a song from your most recent record. Pick a song.
Oh, Carolyn, ladies' choice.
Okay.
Well, our single, Skyscrapers, that would be a good one.
Skyscrapers?
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Fred with Skyscrapers.
Hey!
Stop.
We just heard from Ember Swift from her brand new record, Lantic, which means of or related to living in still waters. Incidentally, what you're hearing below my voice is the Sunday morning gospel sessions at Hillside Music Festival. Nothing to do with religion, but they get at 11 o'clock Sunday morning, and in this case it was between thunder showers, thunderstorms. They get bands from all over Hillside, and here we had some Jai Joseph, a great African lute player, some other African musicians, some Canadian musicians, some European musicians, just an ensemble of kicking off the Sunday morning session. And this is a part of it, so I hope you enjoy that. But anyway, what is the Ember connection to Hillside? You'll recall Ember Swift was live at Indie Can back in, I don't know, maybe episode 61 or so. And playing with her was Lindell. And Lindell this year was at Hillside playing with Kristen Sweetland on the main stage. And I know Lindell was really enjoying Hillside. I saw her fascinated with Owen of Final Fantasy as he was doing violin loops as a part of his show. That's Ember Swift's new record, and we'll probably be hearing more from it. Patrick Watson before that. Patrick Watson got Julie Dwaron to make up a song on the spot in front of 1,200 music fans. There was an ensemble. Hillside is known for its unique experiences, and they always put artists together who have never performed together and give them a little project to do something, and Patrick Watson did that. I think we've got some video of that on the website. Before that, from Ireland, Fred. We've got to know Fred a little bit. They've been in Toronto, and here they were playing the main stage at Hillside, and things are going well for them. Great. Great Lake Swimmers. Appropriately titled for a rainy weekend. Jesse O'Donnell, the volunteer coordinator. We heard the Library Singers of Regina, a couple of songs from them. And then Birthday Boys and Hey Rosetta, both part of the Island Stage festivities. So that's Hillside. It was fabulous. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the fact that no matter how much the rain pounded down and it got muddy and it got cold and there were lightning storms, it never dampened the spirits of the music fans or the volunteers, and people just kept on enjoying great music, and it was inspiring in many ways. Coming up next, got Urban Preachers on deck. I've got the Pale Air Singers. Ken Beattie sent me this. Thanks, Ken. And this has been out since May 19th, so I've been looking forward to getting this to you. Here we go, Pale Air Singers.
Steely-eyed and walking, crooked to the lake, far inside a weary head, an old antenna blinks on. Thank you.
control, but I haven't found it yet. Still paying off my loans, I don't have enough to live. If I don't find a job, man, something's gotta give. But it won't take long for us to
just begin. You wanna give up, but you can't give in. You wanna give up, but you just begin. You wanna give up, but you don't know why. Baby, you keep trying.
Been a long time Indie Can fan, I don't have to tell you, that is The Joys. They have performed that very song live at Indie Can way back in episode 40-something, I don't know, 42, 43. They're big fans of Indie Can as well. So there you go. There's the new radio edit for Keep Trying to Try. Let's see, and Urban Preachers before that, they are, here's all I know about them, they're a Toronto band. They seem to have some ties to Eastern Canada. They seem to be performing out there a lot, so if you're out there, you get to see them. We're going to finish off with a couple of female-fronted bands. On deck is Teresa Levasseur, who had a great late stage set at Hillside, and from Ottawa. Next week, we're going to be focusing on a little bit more on Ottawa Blues Fest. The Library Singers really enjoyed their set there. But here is an Ottawa band called Monday Rebels. I've tried to set you free.
stripped from my hands. Deep in a valley, alone in the hot desert sand.
Featured on today's show, visit IndieCan.com.